Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today, I'm going to be showing you what to do when men block you. We are still in the month of the baptism of favor. And you should know that it's not everybody that will be favored. Apart from that, it's not everybody that the enemy will allow to go. So let me teach you this. I have been blocked several times by men. And what did I do? I'm going to teach you now. So pay attention. See, it's normal for men to block man. I'm in a hurry to curse your enemies. After this service, whoever block you again will go on exile. Yeah. Block. B-L-O-C-K. I'm going to be interchanging it with when they put barrier on your way. No fear. Permit me to call you my children. Am I permitted?
Yeah.
Know what? Let me teach you. Some things happen to you as parents so that your children will not go through it. And listen to me now. Can you allow your children to go through the pain you have gone through?
No.
Likewise, some things that happened to me, I will not allow you to go through it. Except you said, I want to go through it. I want to go through it. It will not be your portion.
Yeah.
When men block you, when men put barriers on your way, when men say you are not going. Can you imagine a young boy waking up at night and the only thing he's hearing in is the person you call the father cursing you at midnight, cursing you. I have been blocked in life several times, but I conquer them. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. We conquer. In the name of Jesus. Pastor now. I conquer. I don't hear you. I conquer principalities. Anybody that is looking at you too much as you are singing, look at him and say, I conquer. But even men and see those as the Bible looks about. Shall what? Deceiving. Let me introduce this sermon to you today that wickedness will not stop. It will continue to stare at us like this. See, in this generation that we are, wickedness can never stop. You'll be asking, why do they want to tamper with my joy? Ask questions no more. Let me teach you how you will deal with them. I conquer. Not hearing you. I conquer principalities. See, there are some people, they are intelligent. They have tried. They have labored. But they will not just let them go. Because somebody is sitting on their destiny. Can I pray for you? Whoever is sitting on your destiny shall be uprooted. So they put barrier on your way. It's supposed to go straight, but as it's going, there was barrier. And when you get to barrier, it's either you stop there, you turn back, or you look for another way. I want to pray for you. Whoever is blocking you and is planting barrier your way, themselves and their barrier, the Lord will take them away.
Yeah.
So one of the ways people do evil to another person is they block them. They can't stand it that you have joy. They can't stand it that you get a new job. Or, no. So they block you. Lift up your voice and pray with me. Say, Father. I didn't say Father. I say, Father. Remove every blockage from my life today. Say, let me hear you. You didn't say it very well. You didn't say it very well. Say after me, say human blockage. Oh Lord, uproot there. Say in the name of Jesus. Say spirit blockage. Oh Lord, uproot there. Say in the name of Jesus. Somebody help me, some fire. Sit down, but don't go down. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her first son. And they wrapped him, that is Jesus, in a swaddling cloth. And they laid him in a manger. They gave birth to Jesus in a manger. Why? Because there was no room for them in the inn. Somebody blocked them from entering the inn. Look at me. If only they know the person that they block. If only they know that the person that they are blocking is their helper. We don't look like our future. And that's why you can't look down on anybody. Anybody here that is being blocked. Today is your day of deliverance. In life, you cannot succeed because you just want to succeed. I have been praying to say, there are powers. There are people that will say that person is not going. This is only for one person. Let me know you are there. Whoever says you are not going shall go for you. There are many who cannot stand another person succeeding. There are husbands who cannot stand their wife succeeding. There are wives, there are family who cannot stand people around them succeeding. This is another prayer for one of you. Whoever cannot stand your success will come out for you. Yeah. Now look at me. It will interest you, beloved, to know that God is not behind your problem. Satan is not behind your problem. Man is the one behind your problem. What do I say then? Man. Matthew chapter 10 verse 17. But beware of men, because they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Even in their churches, they will scourge you. I want to pray for just 30 of you very quickly. Whoever the man is or the woman is that has turned themselves to blockage, the Lord will approach them. Whoever says you are not going will go for you. You will have become great, but somebody block you. You will have become very high, but somebody block you. At the big peak of when you say, thank you, Lord, somebody will just come from nowhere. No problem. Today, I pray that God will give them trouble, tribulation, calamity that will make them leave you alone in the name of Jesus. So what the problem you are going through is not from God. God, please, let me teach you. Let me read for you in Amplified, Matthew 10, 17. What you are going through is not from God, though. Not be God. But won't you alone that are everything God created, they are how? Be on guard against men, whose way or nature is to act in opposition to God. God said you will travel, they say you know they travel. And they'll be claiming again that they are the one God has given the world to. Ta! God gave the world to everybody. We are all tenants here. All tenants, no pass another one. So they act in opposition. I'm in a hurry to pray for you. Whoever is standing in opposition to God's plan for your life, the Lord will remove them for you. Look at me. Stop thinking that beautiful face is beautiful mind. That same engineer used to bite you. Forget. That's why I've been teaching you that we are not of them that know men in the flesh. Don't know any man in the flesh. They will be greeting you. Ekasoma, Ekwelema, Elema, Erama, Elema, Ekwele, Ekugbe. They are wicked. Are you still there? The problem so many people are facing today is because the enemy, family, friends saw that this guy is going, is he not going to be greater than us? The greatness prepared for you, no man will stop you in the name of Jesus. Your amen is going down. Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verse 1. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun. That evil is not scarce. It is common among who? Among men. Now we, among men. Among men. If God put microphone in the heart of everybody here, from here now, even the church here now. Microphone. Yeah, yeah. So look at this suit. Waka. That's how it starts. If God put microphone in the person sitting beside you now, you will be surprised. There is an evil among men. Can I pray for you? This month of baptism of favor, God will deliver you from men.
Amen.
Now going back to that, Matthew said, there was no room for them in the inn. Can I pray for you? They declared to Jesus, mother, that you can't born here. They didn't know that that baby is superior than every other baby inside that place. But still, the baby was born and became great. Oh yeah, she ready for prayer. No matter where they block you, God will make a room for you. What kind of amen is this? No matter where they said no to you, God will make another way for you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm praying for now, get ready. No matter where they said no, God will say yes, yes, yes in the name of Jesus. The same boy they said no to became the greatest. Everybody is worshiping him. No matter how they block you, you will still become great in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, all you say, tell amen and pack your blessings.
A young boy came to my office and the Lord said, where is your passport? So I checked the passport. I didn't see visa there. I said, visa is supposed to be here. He looked at his friend. They looked. I said, why are you looking? I said, visa is supposed to be here. He said, 2 days ago I was rejected. So my friend said I should come today. I said, when you were coming in, so person, you met the person said that you are joking. He said, yes. One of the things that will happen to you quickly, don't be angry when you get to know who is blocking you. What I said, don't be what? Don't be angry. Begin to thank God. My people, Yoruba said, when God has shown you your enemy, he can't kill you again. When you see enemy is loud, thank God. He has exposed himself. The enemy you should be afraid of is the one that doesn't talk. He doesn't curse. He doesn't do anything. You don't know them. Those are the ones that you should pray. For those ones, you have known them. Just find out, how am I going to deal with this one? Can I pray for you? They have been blocking others and be getting away with it. They have been dealing with others. But because they put hand in your case, their generation will pay for it in the name of Jesus. So when Jesus came to be born, who blocked them? Nah, man. Who closed the door? Nah, man. Who said there's no way here? Nah, man. But with all the blockage, Jesus still came in a manger. And today, everybody, we are singing King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Very soon, people will sing on how God has favored you in the name of Jesus. So the problem you are going through is man, not devil. Where you see devil? God, not God. Where you see God? Nah, man. Jobless people. Because they put under your case, God will give them job.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody here that they are sitting on what belongs to you, the Lord will unseat them.
Yeah.
Any glorious destiny here that they are sitting on, the Lord will unseat them.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name. So it is the work of men to put barrier on people's way. Let me teach you facts about being blocked or facts about wicked barrier. Number one, I don't give you three or four. I want us to pray now. No wicked barrier will leave on their own. And you can one to buy Allah. It's a lie, it won't go. Let's leave it. No, it won't go. It won't go. You have to deal with it. Psalm 24, verse 7 says, lift up your head, O ye gates. So that to be addressed. There are gates, and where there is gate, there is padlock. Hello.
Where there is gate, there is what? There is padlock. So, Psalm 24 verse 7 shows that there is a barrier. There is a family gate. There is a business gate. There is a health gate. You are the one that will address them. So this morning, as we address gates, any barrier that you have placed on your way, any blockage shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. You can see that when they are being addressed, we don't even care. We put them there. What we care about is solution. Can I pray for one person? Where is the person? You are receiving ways where they say there's no way in the name of Jesus. Facts about being blocked. Facts about wicked barrier. You cannot fight barriers or be blocked if you are not battle ready. You must be equipped. You must be strong. Permit me to tell you that the devil has strong men than God. We Christians, we are not strong. Any smart we are, we break down. That's why God will be telling you, because we cannot see into the realm of the spirit. If you see, you will see the work God has done. He said, contend. The devil doesn't need to encourage his people more. But Christians, God will talk. God will talk. You'll be crying. Many Christians. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Can I please speak to all of you here? Look at me. Don't write anything. Please be strong in the Lord. What did I say you should do? I laugh with people. When I'm alone to pray, I become dangerous. I begin to report people. Father, look on, Jen Chilia, hear me. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong. And in the power of his might. Permit me to tell you. The son of a fashionista, will he wear rag?
No,
you don't want to answer me?
No,
the daughter of a miseller, won't he not eat meat at least? Answer me, will he not eat meat? You are the children of the Most High. Kaya, remember that. You are not just any specimen on the road. Some group of hyenas surrounded porcupine, one porcupine. They tried to bite him. The hyena was laughing. He just sprayed them like this. One, he just gave them a pian, 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 pian. My iPad almost fell. I said, ta! One porcupine, 12 hyenas, of one Italian number. Because they put hand in your case, they will receive Italian number. Be strong in the Lord. Don't back off easily. Look at me. When they trouble you in the afternoon, wake up at night. Oh, damn it. Long. Wake up when? Sleep by night. Put alarm by one. When you wake up by one. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I see. And please, when you want to start praying, don't hype the devil. Hype God. I say nobody.
I say nobody.
And begin to worship God. When you finish, begin to say, Father, Lord, the Bible said, the Son of Man goeth. But woe unto that man. Oluwa, woe, look at them. They say, I will not go. But no, you will be sleeping on worship. There are cases you settle before you enter your bedroom. There are cases you settle before you sleep. Be strong. Since I know I don't have anybody, but King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and my Father is the biggest, so I will report you to my Father. If I will report you to him in details, as if he wasn't seen. Tell somebody beside for me, tell him, be strong in the Lord. Are you afraid of him? Tell him again, be strong in the Lord. We are so weak. We are so tired. We are so vulnerable. You want to address gate. Unfortunately, look at me. The person standing at gate might be your closest person. God has showed you several times, but you're saying, it cannot be. It cannot be. I thought I was seeing vision until COVID time. I'm on Revelation Buruku. And I was seeing everybody. After COVID like this, I became another man. I became another man. There are people I didn't talk to from since COVID till now. Anything I'm supposed to do, I do. But as you grow, you must know the people using you and the people that are blessing you. You must audit your relationship. If they don't love you, forget about them too. Okay, he doesn't love me. God love me. People that love you, you don't even know them. If you are here, say I am here. Facts about being blocked. Facts about barrier. I said number one, don't think they will just let you go. There is a gate. There are padlocks. Number two, if I number one, you must learn to address it with it. Number two, you must get ready. You must be battle strong. Now, number three, when you confront barriers, they will bow. Okay, where is it in the Bible? Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, look at me, if you cannot, look at me, if you have not finished conquering, leave the passage there. I want to see the battle of your father's house, the battle of your home. Don't try to fight the battle in the church, they will kill you. Don't try to fight the battle on the street, they will kill you. Are you with me now? All the witch you see, before they come out as witch, they have conquered everybody. They have conquered their husband. Conquered their children. Then they now came out. Any champion in anywhere that has taken you, that they want to fight you, their championship title is nullified. Yeah. Sit down there. More coin mystery. No triumph. You now go to church, go to fight. People get problem. They'll put it on your head. Good morning, good morning. And do what? Find your level. Not everybody in the church is normal. We are just sitting down. Some people have taken their injection before coming to church. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what is mountain? Blockage. Hello. Hey, see me by my customer. What is blockage? Barrier. Hello. He go tell them, say, leave me alone, park aside, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and you will not doubt in your heart. But you shall believe that those things which you have said, he said, you shall have whatsoever. Can I pray for you? Barrier will come out for you. So now you are still asking, what is barrier? Barrier is what is obstructing you from getting to the next level. You are still asking, what is barrier? Barrier is a blockage. Come out it. Thank you. What is barrier? Barrier is something that puts a limit on your life. Stretch your hand here. I pray this prayer for you 7 times. God says, I should pray for you. Any area of your life you have been limited, let limitation go. Any limit on your head, let the limit disappear. Amen. The level, you know, the house, account limit, yeah? Any limits on your finance, on your destiny, let them come out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any limit on your rising, let them be removed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every limit on your greatness be removed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every power of you cannot go further than this, come out in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, shout 7 amen and pack your blessings. Sit down. You ask us, what is barrier? Barrier is what is saying you will not get to where you're supposed to go to in life. They lie. See, anyone that got to their promised land, they confronted barrier. Remember, he helped you before. You say waiting. I said, help you before.
Thank you.
Don't forget. He delivered you before. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Before we pray, assimilate this into your spirit. Should I tell you this? You will not believe it. Miracles don't happen every day. Is there a miracle? Miracle don't happen every day. Miracle happen once in a lifetime. In the life of each and every one of us. But when you know something in the word of God, you live in the miraculous. You hear what I say? You live where? They touch you, they suffer. You don't know it has happened. You see that? Ben, you are in the miraculous. It's happening, but you don't know. You don't begin to look for a miracle. You live in the atmosphere of miracles. Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Can I pray for you?
Yes,
your enemies will not get you.
Yes,
so they put blockage. Now then they put blockage. No, no. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. So it is in Christ Jesus we can address them. You cannot use babalawo power, marine power to address blockages. Look at it. Behold. Did he say, I will give you power? Behold. Power. To tread. And over some powers. And some things. Read it for yourself from beginning to the end. Go. Can we give Jesus a big hallelujah for this world? So, what are you looking for? Is he looking everywhere? No. You have it already. All you need to do, don't be lazy. Pray to receive it. Somebody say, I receive the provision of God for my life. Power to tread on serpent and scorpions is mine already. Say, I possess it. Shout a big amen. There are different forms of barrier. There is visible barrier. It's so visible, you know that no, something is wrong. Physical. There are spiritual barriers. How do you know that one? You see them in your dream. Anytime you want to go do something in the dream, you don't finish it. You go on the journey, it doesn't finish. You go on the ladder break. You go on the road breaks. Barrier. We have the visible, we have the invisible. Then there are some people here, your attitude is your barrier. You have a very bad habit. There is nobody you cannot abuse. Yes, you have it. Some of you are covetous. Anything that doesn't belong to you like this, you want to get it. Then, a barrier. See, I've been telling you this. Prayer is, the plane doesn't fly by prayer. Let us talk. Hello, look at me. The plant doesn't grow by prayer. Let us talk. The house is not built by prayer. We can't hide behind prayer. I have prayed when you have bad character. The plane moves and it flies by principle. Hello. Damilo, hello. Hey, go ya. Baby pasile jokole ko so pe ya fo Oluwa gbe mi fo. What statement? And so many things were put together before. There are bad things that you are doing. You are not saying you are praying. You are deceiving yourself. It's better you don't pray and do the normal thing and live a normal life. All the people in Japanese, in Korea, they don't pray. When problems happen, they pray. But they live a life of principle. You might be the one blocking yourself by the bad habits that you have. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray. Let me send out the devil from you. Are you ready?
Yes,
is your hand there?
Yes,
anything in you blocking you, I arrest them. I cast them out.
Yes.
I'm not hearing you. Anything inside of you that is blocking you is there. The messenger of Satan, making you to be limited, making you to be delayed, I cast them out now in the name of Jesus. Remove your hand. I was talking to a boy of 32 yesterday. And I said, why do you like to sleep with prostitutes? And you are saying you don't have money. Do you know what he said? He said they are just 2,000. I said, you gave them 2,000? You slept with them? I said, as you are minus 20. Your glory is finished. Now even though some part of the glory of your children, except they pray very well, is used. You are worse than a tokumbo. You are a scrap. If I tell you to pray for 21 days now, you tell me you have an ulcer. He said, yes. I said, you can say, before I start anything at all, I get it budget in advance. Not even girls anywhere. Prostitute. You know somebody is blocking you. Who is blocking him? Him. Nobody is blocking you. If you are telling me that every man has to sleep with you, who is blocking you? You are blocking yourself. Nobody was doing it, has he? His covetousness block him. Put your hand on your chest again. Let me pray for you. I mean, I hold it to anything blocking you. I command that thing to come out now in the name of Jesus. Just check yourself. Wait till they block me. As a young man, I was a hustler. Till now, I'm a hustler. Until God said, rest. You don't want to do anything. And you say you are praying. You are deceiving yourself, John. And I'm telling you, leave this church and say, I'm going to sanctuary. You're not going into sanctuary or whatever. Prayer cannot work for you when you don't walk. Prayer cannot work for you when you don't follow principle. Prayer cannot work for you when you are evil. Even when man don't see you, God sees. I'm talking about barriers. And some people, do you know how they put barrier on their life? Words of man. I say, Reuben, the excellency of power. He say he will not excel. Anybody here that they have put a curse on your life and they curse you in their native language, I pray for you in the language of heaven. By the power and the blood of Jesus, the curses in form of barricade, barrier and blockages, they are come up from your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Why, sit down, why do men block men? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And the Lord says, I should tell you, your own manifestation has started now. Number one, they block you because they don't want you to have testimony. Man block man because they want them to have shame. Man block man because they want them to be stagnated. Man block man because they want them not to manifest. Man block man to afflict another man. You can see what they are doing. You can see what they are doing. Anybody here that's been afflicted by man, today receive deliverance. Be seeing amen there. Maybe I'm begging for amen. Why do people block somebody so that you can be diverted? When you get there and you wait, what do? You divert. Anybody here that's already been diverted from his or her destiny, receive focus again in the name of Jesus. But hearing you receive direction again in the name of Jesus. Why do man block another man so that the person go expire? See, there is something you do when you get to 60. Look at me, 65. You are tired. You come out. I don't tire. You just call your children. Whoa, let go. And now I continue. Na lie. Na lie. You will not expire. You will refire. I'm not hearing you will carry fire. And you will manifest. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear loud as amen now. Why does men block men? They block men so that man will be a storyteller. They block man so that he will not taste good things in life. He will not taste good things. They block man so that he can remain a servant of men. Somebody say, God forbid. They block man so that he can be wasted. Look at all the bad reason. This is where I'm going to. What do you make I do? When men block me, what should I do? When you realize that you have been blocked, what should I do? Who can stand against my God? No one can. They know Bonham. No one will. Second one.
Who can stand against the King? No one can.
And you are a child of a King.
No one will.
You are a daughter of the Most High.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to me.
You know what you are thinking? Ha! Ah, thank God, I have peace now. One ugly idiot will just come from nowhere. See, he never finished. We see the continued battle. Eh? Let me tell you, all their head will be cut off. So what do I do? Number one, you have to make sure you are a child of God. Make sure. You say, when you want to pray, say, our Father, is he your Father? You can't call another person Father, your Father. Is he your Father? By adoption or by birth, is he your Father? Number two. Do not allow your present state dictate your future. Stop concluding because of what you are doing now, what you are going through now, that is over. Now lie. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For high God, he said, he knows his thoughts for you, that he thinks towards you. So God is thinking. He said, the thought of peace and not evil. Look at this one. To give you. So if it's bad for you, that means this is not the end. Not just yes, sir. Will you remember that if it's bad, it's not what? It's not there. Number three. Commot your eyes from man. An exercise, an assignment for everybody. Get ready. You're looking at me. Are you looking at me now? Now, please look up to God and look down at the same time. When you have done your own, let me hear. Yeah? No. It has to be. Never let me down. I don't hear you. Never let me down.
Oh Lord, I'm looking on you.
You want to do like this? And look down. How are you going to do it? Ha ha ha. Oh my God. Psalm 34 verse 5. They look unto him. A Bible passage, and they are illuminated. They are lighted. And their faces, you know, when you want to see somebody with shame, now from faces they start. And they are not put to shame. Can I pray for you? In the many days of your life on earth, you will live long ago, you will not see shame. Your not seeing shame is connected to looking at who? Number four. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said something to me. I don't know what this one is for. The Lord said, I will turn their gossip to advertisement for you. Yeah. Advertisement to the next level. In that gossip, that is what God will do for you. Yeah. Number four. If they block you, look at me. Don't give up. You try to take this way. They block you. They block you. Don't give up. It's not over. My sister,
when you give up,
Oga,
then it's over.
What should you do?
Hold on to the Lord.
Trouble not your heart.
Trouble not your heart.
Even when you fail. Madam,
it's not over.
See, I hear you. Joseph had a dream on how he was going to be great. But instead of him to be great, he was experiencing some very bad peace. Letter P, Pete. He was experiencing prison. Letter P. Potiphar, then Potiphar's wife. But he didn't give up. It was from the same letter P. He got to the palace. From the same letter P, he became a prime minister. Where they touch their block you, God will celebrate you there. Don't give up. Don't give up. The day you experience half of what I've experienced, I begin to congratulate you. Have you trekked to church? How many times have you trekked to church? Have you slept on Third Mainland Bridge? David, also not Third Mainland Bridge. Have you trekked from Badagry to Lagos before? Have you fallen from three-story building before? Man, saw. You just fell down from the side. I said, three-story building, boom. I was even thanking God. I said, we get here, cool. Oh, that is true, me. I said, I'm in bulk, poor. The doctor checked. He said, nothing is broken. I said, check very well. I'm dead. Check. Confirm me dead. God said, alone, cool. Don't give up. This is not the last story of last testimony, last breakthrough, last disgrace, last whatever. This is not the last. You are still going to face a bigger testimony with bigger enemies. You don't want to hear that. But remember, he helped me before. Friendship will say safety. Number 5. If you are still following me, shout hallelujah. If you don't know whether you are following or not, shout amen. Okay. When they block you, look at me. Don't sit down. Look for another way. I will tell you how you are going to do that. Okay, let's check the Bible. What the Bible say about that? Luke 5, 17 and 19. Come on. Luke 5, 17 and 19. One of those days, as I was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come from every village and town of Galilee, Judea, and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present with him to heal. Go to verse 19, please. Verse 19. But finding no way to bring him, so remember the guy that four people carried? That's him. So I just want to call short. So they went on to the roof and lowered him down. So they blocked the road for you. Take the hair. So they broke the roof. God will break the roof for you. Yeah. So how do you do that? Ask God for another route. Say, Father, show me another route. Yes. It's the way, the truth, and the life. He knows ways. Show me another route. Ask for another route. Father, is this the only way? Show me another route. Let them be wasting their time here. Show me another route. God will show you another way. Number 7 or number 6, fight. What does it should do? Fight. What does it should do? Fight. Not on the street. So you now wear short. You are not like this on the street. You are not like this on the street. That's not what I said. For the weapons of our warfare, but they are mighty. So they're pulling down. Don't let me hear that you are wearing jumper beads. Oh yeah, you know, fight. You say, oh yeah. That's not it. They will not even see you. But you're fighting. I've told you. Don't just fight. Find your enemies early in life and finish them. Look, your them trying to bring you down is their last assignment. Let me give you 3 more. I will go and pray. Are you comfortable with that? Are we together here? Now, I want to show you this. Then I'll give you the next number 7. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11. Look at this. Because sentence against evil work, look at it, is not executed. Is it you surprised? These wicked people, they are surviving, they are just flourishing. Because it's not executed, sentence against evil work is not executed. Principally, Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in to continue to do evil. So what do you do when it comes to your heart? Ask God to judge them. What does it should do? Ask God to judge them. Bible says, it is a right thing for God to show the people that are troubling you to recompense back to them trouble, tribulation. When we are on the mountain, we say, judge them by fire. We should that title. I don't hear it again now. Judge them by fire. We don't see it again now in church. What we hear is that, inani, inane, bube. That's what we are hearing now. But then, we clap, oh. Judge them by fire, oh Lord. But now, we want to clap. What we do in church is we twerk. God is receiving everything. No problem. What I say should do? Tell God to do what? Because God is slow to anger. So he begins to bring. Bible says, accuser. Maybe I should talk about the mystery of the accuser. You know what the devil does? He goes to God every day. Look at Paul. Look at Paul. He's looking at Kusi anyhow. Look at Paul. Look at Paul. So he accuses you every day. So when you want to pray too, you know God is slow to anger. Begin to report them. Father, Lord, you say I should go. They say I will not go. Begin to report them. Bible says in heaven, there are blood crying that God should take vengeance. I'm confusing you. Be looking at me. If it is a film you are watching now, you will understand. Finally, pray for discernment. So that you will not be hugging your enemies. So that you will not be kissing your enemies. And fighting your helpers. Ask for discernment. Please, I believe in this few points of mine. And by the time we start praying, the blockage and barriers in your life will disappear. Yeah. Rise up and let us pray. Are you blessed? Shout hallelujah. As normal, as usual, we should do. Lord, I thank you for this word. Thank you for this revelation, which your word I cannot fail. So go ahead and thank him. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you for this word. I want you to thank him for your word, for his word. Thank him for his word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you. We are going to thank him, whether you want or not. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. There are revelations that you get that your enemies cannot beat you. Forty-5 seconds more to thank him.
You are worthy.
Thank you for this revelation. My enemies cannot beat me.
You are worthy, oh Lord. You
are
worthy. You are worthy, oh Lord.
30 seconds more. I give you glory, Lord.
I thank you.
I give you glory.
I give you glory, Lord.
You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Father, empower me to break barrier. Do you remember the Bible says the earnest expectations of mankind? They are waiting for you. Look at, they are waiting for you there, but there's a barrier here. But they are waiting for you where? They are not waiting for you in the family. Some family don't want you to go. All of us remain here. Somebody say, God forbid.
God forbid.
But they are waiting for you there, but there's a barrier here. Father, empower me.
Father, empower me.
Oh, sorrow. Say, Father.
Empower me
to break barrier and get to my next level. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray like that. Empower me to break barrier. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Because of time, I want you to be saying what I'm saying. Say, wicked barriers from my foundation, I conquer you by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Wait. To tame an elephant, as big as elephant is, one rope. They'll tie it on this leg, on a particular pole. After some months, they remove it. That elephant will stand there until old age. It's for this. Anybody here that they have blocked you mentally, receive deliverance. Yeah. If there's anybody here thinking that you can't make it more than here, come, let me use microphone on your head. Oh, ni make kini. Wa make baje. Foundational blockages. Foundational barrier. I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing. Say foundational blockages. Foundational barrier. I conquer you by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice, everybody, and cry. I conquer this foundation. Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Somebody, are you praying? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pray this prayer for 1 minute and 30 seconds. Everybody, make sure you are praying. Don't stand on anything. Stand like a soldier. Any evil animal living in my body. Say it again. Let me hear you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Say it again. Let me hear you. Everybody, mind your business as you pray this prayer. Say it again. Let me hear you. Make sure nobody is sitting among the chairs here. Say it again. Let me hear you. Come out now by fire. Lift up your voice and pray, everybody. You have 1 minute and 30 seconds to pray. Are they praying there? Any animal living in my body? Any animal living in my body? Hey, somebody praying here. Are you praying? They are coming out. They are coming out. They are walking out of your life. They are walking out of your life. They are walking out of your life. Look at this. Look at this. Animal in that body. Get out now. Get out. Get out. Get out. Are you praying here? You have 30 seconds now to pray. Are you tired of praying? Any area of your life. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Open your mouth. You have 10 seconds more to pray. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Whatever God has not planted in your life, whatever is using your body, you sleep and they go out at night. Whatever is using your body to do evil and they return back in the morning. Whatever is making people to accuse you falsely and unjustly, today they die in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy has kept in your body, I command them to carry their load now in the name of Jesus. Whatever they are using to monitor you, I command their monitor to catch fire in the name of Jesus. The enemy wants to burn a family. Two people in the same house. They are 23rd and 24th of May. 23rd, 24th of May. Now, this family, they are 23rd and 24th. What are you? You are 24th. Your younger sister is 23rd. The enemy wants to burn both of you in the house. Kneel down, let me pray for you. Thank God you are in church. God punish the devil. Yeah. Not somebody say not here.
Not here.
Not here. God forbid. Oh, why are people wicked? So now you are going to be very careful. You are going to be very careful. They are coming with fire. So I decree it goes back to their houses. When that thing happened, then again they are now sued that you burned down our house. So it's a long chain, that chain of trouble. I command it to go back to sender in the name of Jesus. I listen when you say somebody said, but daddy, why is it that you can't just cancel something? You send it back to sender. I said, the one you are even sending to me now, send it back to. Oh, you have caught the phone. Idiot. It'll be the question on the home. Get me the oil. Not only this family, anybody here that they are planning to give you shame. See, wait. Fire and a setback, oh. Fire and a setback. Anybody here that they are planning to set you back. Whether you are in service or not, wherever you are watching now or later, you have escaped in the name of Jesus. You have escaped in the name of the Father. Oh, thank you. You have escaped in the name of the Son. You have escaped in the name of the Holy Spirit. Is he still alive? It will be 74. Is he still alive? It will be 74. Is he still alive? Yes. Is he still alive? By December?
Okay. December 12th.
God will preserve him.
Amen.
Your case will not give him heart attack.
Amen.
So it's 74-year-old man. Did like this. Not here. Congratulations. You have escaped that one. Come on, stand up. Clap for Jesus, Jared. Hallelujah. If I am a witch, I will do good things. The Lord said, you cannot do good things if you are a witch. I said, why? He said, because a spirit of a witch is a demonic spirit. And demonic people don't do good things. He said, my own witch is white witch. It's a lie. Ajela Jenge. Which one is your color? Let us pray like this. The time is running again. I don't know what's wrong with the time. Say, every limitation of darkness on my life. Say, any area I am battling with limitation. My Father, deliver me by fire. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Are they praying? Are they praying here? Are they praying there? Are they praying there? Oh.
You all I have. You're all I ever need.
Somebody, are you praying?
You're all I want. Help me know you. I need.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I conquer the limitation of my father's house. Say, I conquer the limitation of my mother's house. Oh, yeah, jam the two together and pray like that now in the name of Jesus. Help me love you. Help me love you.
Help me know you. Oh, help me know you. I need
you. Oh,
you're all I want.
I conquered them.
You're all I ever need. You're all I want.
Somebody's not praying. Somebody's not praying.
Help me know you. I need.
Help me, Lord.
I need.
In Jesus' name, we pray. When it got to you, the table turned in your father's house. Where they are failing before, when it gets to you, where marriage has been failing before, when it gets to you, you are turning the table. I did something some years ago. I want to tell you. I'm from the family they call the Balogons. Because I'm on camera, I will not tell you my village because I was going on a stupid journey. And when I woke up in life, I noticed that they were struggling in my family. Do you know what I did? I called the priest in that family and I put him on salary. And I told him, give your life to Jesus, I will be paying you salary. He gave his life to Jesus. You know what I did? And the shrine. The shrine did what? So all the people that went to carry it, they suffer. The man and paying salary went to preach to them. By Jesus, I hear. They left, paid them. One of the things you've got to conquer is the idol of your father's house. Thank God, if you cast idol in your father's house, you know that there's a problem. But some you will never cast it in your hand. They have a place to go and worship it. One day, she look at me, the daughter, as if nothing has happened. And they come back, grab. 3 minutes. How many minutes? 3. Are you ready to say, Father, in the name of Jesus? I'm not here to say, by the blood of Jesus, I conquer the idol of my father's house. Oh, I'm not hearing you. I conquer by the blood of Jesus the idol of limitation, the idol of poverty, idol of shame in my father's house. I set you on fire. Somebody, I beg, lift up your voice. Are they praying? Are you praying? Is somebody tired already? I conquer the idol. By the blood of Jesus. I conquer the idol. I conquer the idol. I conquer the idol. Oh. The blood of Jesus.
It's the joke I'm using. The blood of Jesus is the joke I'm using. I carry the blood into my father's house. I carry the blood of Jesus to my mother's house. I tender it against every idol. And the idol surrender. If you are not praying, I am sorry. If you are not praying, I am sorry. If you are not praying, I am sorry. You have 1 minute more to settle this. I enter into my father's house. I enter into my mother's house. I carry the blood of Jesus. I tender it against wickedness. I tender it against idol. I command them to submit. I subdue them. I frustrate them. I scatter them. I set them on fire. I harass them. By the blood of Jesus. Look at what is happening here. Mention your father's house. I carry blood. I carry fire into this family. Every nonsense is stopping. Something is happening here. I will not continue their legacy. Hey, their legacy of failure, their legacy of shame. I am breaking the status quo. I am breaking the chain. Come on, somebody. I am breaking the chain. I am turning the table. By the blood of Jesus. Katolia Marata Makotoria Boshakata Indo Maratosi. Somebody, are you crying to God? Not on my head again. Not on my children. Not on my family. This nonsense must stop. I ain't good. We give you praise. In Jesus. They will pray. Just stretch your hand to this altar here. Time has gone. Let me pray for you. Barriers older than you, I use the code name Ancient of Days. Let them be swallowed up. You didn't hear. You are 50. Your barrier is 60 years. Let the barriers older than you be swallowed by Ancient of Days in the name of Jesus. I carry the blood of Jesus and fire. Mention your family name for me. I enter into that family name. And I command powers that be to surrender in the name of Jesus. So anybody here that you are limited from family, let family limitation over your life or release you now in the name of Jesus. You are blocked by family spirit. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Barriers from family spirit, oh yeah, come out in the name of Jesus. What they say you will not do, receive power to do it. Not hearing you. They say you will not settle down, receive power to settle down. They say you will not be happy, receive power to be happy. They said no visa. Receive power to get your visa. You are battling with your head. Receive power for deliverance. They said you don't go get money. Receive power to get money. If you are the one that pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessing. Any curse on your head, any curse on your life, any curse on your destiny. People that curse you don't even know. Let their curse return back to sender in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of suffering, struggling and smiling in your life. But you are using packaging to divert them. Today, suffering, struggling in your life, cancel in the name of Jesus. That person there, your crown that was stolen has been restored back. I see they are throwing stones on your right foot. Anybody throwing stones on your right foot, I command their stone back on their head in the name of Jesus. Everything ready for harvest in your life that the enemy is eyeing, I command your eyes to be blinded in the name of Jesus. The great things your father did not enjoy, are you ready? You will enjoy them. Where they thought they stop your father, you are going more than farther than that in the name of Jesus. Power feeding on your sweat and labor, I command them to be set on fire in the name of Jesus. Somebody is walking, somebody is one eating what somebody is walking. Whoever is swallowing your sweat, I command them to reach slap of madness in the name of Jesus. Stretch your two hands to me. Every yoke of financial bondage in your life, I pray on those your two hands. Let the yoke break now in the name of Jesus. I say, I want your two hands. Every yoke that makes money to finish before another one comes, I command them to be broken in the name of Jesus. Anybody walking and walking and have nothing to show, I command financial yoke and bondage to break in the name of Jesus. Somebody was telling me, say, it's been a long time to collect job. Oh yeah, begin to collect job in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, my father walketh. Oh yeah, from now on, what will keep you busy? Begin to do them in the name of Jesus. I said, what will keep you busy? Begin to do them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. From front, left, right, center. Oh yeah, begin to gather blessings. Gather, let me see you. I said, gather. Begin to gather. Somebody said, I gather blessings. I'm not here, so I gather blessings. From the northeast, west, south. In the name of Jesus, I am gathering them. Spiritual blessings. Financial blessings. I'm gathering them. I'm gathering my harvest. I am no longer struggling. I am no longer suffering. I am not hindered. Say in the name of Jesus, ways are opening for me. Doors are opening for me. I refuse to be behind the bar. Hey, I refuse to be behind closed door. Say in the name of Jesus. Say in Jesus' mighty name I gather. Oh yeah, say amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, times 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity.
Take it and go make out.